Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 8 days ago, President Trump signed an executive order to begin constructing a physical wall between the U.S. and Mexico, construct detention centers for illegal aliens, and augment border security staffing. This is a horrible, hugely expensive proposal that was almost certain to fail to achieve its stated purpose at reducing illegal immigration. Why not go for a more effective and less costly solution? Why do so many people want to come to America, even if they do so illegally? Three enticements are the prospect of financial betterment, the profits to be made by smuggling illegal drugs into the country, and to commit acts of terrorism. In his weekly column published this week, former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul wrote that the variety of taxpayer-funded programs to benefit illegal immigrants, including direct financial transfers, medical benefits, food assistance, and education, cost an estimated $100 billion annually. For the government to provide free money, food, medical care, and education is a huge financial incentive for illegal immigrants. If these benefits were ended, illegal immigration would largely halt. Ron Paul also noted that the increasing number of states that have decriminalized the medical and recreational use of marijuana has significantly reduced illegal drug smuggling. Since 2010, marijuana smuggling from Mexico has fallen by half. If the expensive war on drugs was cut back further, look for even more declines in drug smuggling. Finally, terrorism can be better managed by eliminating the reasons that it exists. The American government has been dropping bombs on the Middle East for more than a quarter century. Just last year, under former President Obama's administration, the U.S. government dropped more than 26,000 bombs on the Middle East. Over time, thousands of civilians have been killed by bombs and drone strikes. If the U.S. government were to stop intervening in the Middle East, the incentive for terrorists to sneak into this country would greatly diminish. These three measures would almost certainly reduce illegal immigration at the same time that it would bring a massive reduction in taxpayer burdens. They would help America become great. President Trump, are you listening? That's it for this time. Tune in again tomorrow for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.